Good afternoon and welcome back to America's Workforce Broadcast from Ohio for workers around the entire world and archive on awfradio.com. Let's go to line number two right now. Welcome back to the show, Larry Willis, who is president of the Transportation Trades Department, which is part of the AFL-CIO. This is about three dozen unions dealing with transportation on a daily basis. TTD.org. Twitter handle is at TTDAFLCIO. Hey, Larry, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us once again.
Flash, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I was reading earlier about your latest campaign against the rail. What is this, the Federal Railroad Administration, allowing foreign crews originating in Mexico to operate in the United States without assurances of any safety. And I remember, when NAFTA started with Mexico and the trucks, they were coming into the United States. Well, this is kind of the same thing now, but it deals with rail then, right?
Well, it's not kind of the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. And, yeah, it's a little different mode of transportation. But the concerns that that we raised with the Teamsters and others back then are the same problems that and that we're seeing today. At least with the trucking issue, people saw it. People knew it was going on. It was public. There was a debate about it. Congress had an opportunity to get involved. What was really frustrating about this one is the FRA has allowed Kansas City Southern to, as you say, operate trains into the United States with Mexican domiciled crews, and we've had no public hearing about this. We've had no public opportunity to debate this, and the FRA just sort of granted this with no one looking in July. And, you know, we're raising some really, you know, serious safety concerns what they're doing here. So it's a big problem. It's a new flight for us. Unfortunately, we're going to engage on this one. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to beat this back.
You know, what really gets me on this one, you think about Trump and his status with the wall as far as this, you know, I mean, he's been pretty much verbally at war with Mexico for years now. What comes to mind here is the bad hombres.
Right. No, it's
why is this even happening with this guy in the White House and an attitude like that? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, look, if we're going to build a wall, I don't know how we're going to drive a train through it. That's what I don't understand, right? look, like with a lot of things in this administration, the rhetoric coming out of the White House doesn't always match the actions. You know, now it's possible that this hasn't sort of gotten his radar screen, quite frankly. It's also possible that, you know, when sort of you balance out these interests with the interests of a big multi-billion dollar industry, the industry side's going to win out here. But you're right that this would seem to be one that this administration would want to time out here and say, no, we have to look at this at least, if not stop it outright, which is obviously what we've been asking for. So when our executive committee convened a couple weeks ago and took a formal position on this, one of the things we did was specifically call on the Trump administration to engage directly on this and to stop this from happening.
Well, let's talk about what they're evading here, because there's certain standards here in the United States, drug and alcohol safety. I mean, there's a lot of training that goes into this, but that's not the case when you're dealing with Mexico. Can you explain that part to our listeners?
Sure. Look, the U.S. rail industry, and specifically the freight industry, is obviously, from a safety perspective, highly regulated, right? And correctly so. And our members, for example, have to go through drug and alcohol testing. And look, and that's right. We should do that. These are safety sensitive jobs. It is just the price you pay for working in that industry. But for these Mexican trains coming through, they're taking advantage of a current regulation that allows them to go up to 10 miles past the border without being subject to U.S. drug and alcohol rules, again, just like U.S. engineers and conductors would be. And interestingly enough, you know, it's a 10-mile exemption. They're going exactly 9 miles. So I don't think that number, quite frankly, was picked out of the air here. And, you know, the answer that one might get is, well, you know, the Mexican Rail Authority will regulate these operations. Well, you know, they don't have a whole lot of experience, quite frankly, in regulating rail safety. Their safety agency is only about 2 years old, and we don't have the relationship with them like we do with the Canadians, for example. So that just gives you sort of one really stark example that if we're going to require drug and alcohol testing of rail workers in this country, why we are not requiring it of workers coming from another country is beyond me.
What's this other part about conducting safety-sensitive brake tests in Mexico?
Yeah, so, you know, what Kansas City Southern is doing here is sort of two things. They're bringing Mexican domicile crews on the trains across the border. They also have a pending application at the Federal Railroad Administration to conduct brake tests in Mexico instead of the U.S. So right now, for a train to enter the U.S., it has to get a certain type of brake inspection before it's allowed to enter here. They want to do that in Mexico instead of the United States. You know, obviously for them, just like moving cross-border crews over, there's a cost savings, right? They're trying to evade, you know, work done by U.S. workers under collective bargaining agreements. But again, there's some real safety issues here. These aren't just, you know, minor things. These are significant safety-sensitive tasks that they are seeking to outsource to Mexico. You know, currently we've had this fight over the years, and there's actually a provision of law that sets some pretty high standards from a safety perspective. And we just don't think that Kansas City Southern is able to meet this here. So this one, the FRA hasn't approved yet, but they haven't denied it either. So we're going to be, you know, very aggressive and have been already in urging the FRA to reject this application.
And Larry, how long has this been going on with Kansas City Southern Railroad?
Well, the cross-border transportation stuff, you know, the moving of the Mexican crews over the border started in July. There was a lawsuit around the collective bargaining issue. The rail union sued, saying this is a violation of our contract. There is a pending lawsuit that the unions have filed on the safety side, that, you know, FRA is not doing its job regulating safety. And again, the brake inspection application was filed a couple months ago. You know, we have, along with our rail unions, requested that FRA hold a public hearing on this before they do anything. We haven't heard anything either on the application or the hearing. So both of these are very hot and live issues right now.
Well, it's my understanding that a bipartisan group of lawmakers wants the Secretary of Transportation to take a look at this.
I mean, not surprisingly, we're not the only ones that seem to have a problem with this. We've had several members of Congress on the House side, again, Republicans and Democrats, come together and write a letter on both these issues and urge the Department of Transportation to make sure that we are not jeopardizing safety and, quite frankly, good jobs in the pursuit of corporate profits. You know, you said at the outset of our conversation here that you know, this should be an easy one, quite frankly, for the Trump administration. You know, they keep talking tough on trade. They keep talking about the need to promote good middle class jobs. We know rail jobs in this country are good middle class jobs, in large part because they're covered by collective bargaining agreements, right?
Strong
union presence. Mm-hmm. And the idea that we're going to just allow these jobs to be outsourced and done in a way that undermines safety in this country, we think is a mistake and something that this administration hopefully will move to quickly stop.
I always say Sherrod Brown, I have to bring this up every time because he's such a great senator. It's the race to the bottom. You know, if they can find a way, they being corporate America, to do it on the cheap, you know, forget the safety. Let's push that to the back seat. Let's do it and see how far we can squeeze this one. You know, I mean, that's what they're doing.
Well, Sherrod Brown is always right. First of all, second of all, you know, I've been on this program many times, as you know, has my predecessor Ed Witkin. And how many times have we talked about very similar things, right? Foreign repair stations,
right?
You know, where U.S. airlines are outsourcing to countries where they don't fly to, but you know, where they're doing it on the cheap you know, lesser U.S. regulations, the flag of convenience issue that we're still fighting on the aviation side. Again, big carriers, you know, global carriers shopping the globe for the lowest labor and regulatory costs just to save a couple dollars. And, you know, and U.S. Maritime already has that in their sector. So this is nothing new for us in the labor movement or for us even in transportation. For rail, it's a little new. Again, we've had some skirmishes over this over the years, but we are not going to allow really the decimation of this industry, quite frankly. So that's why we're involved. And it may be 9 miles today, but if we allow this to happen, don't think for a second that these carriers are going to be satisfied with that. The cost savings are too great for them.
You got it. All right, we'll leave it on that note. Larry, keep up the fight, my brother. We'll talk to you in a month or so, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You got it. TTD.org for complete updates. That's it for another edition of America's Workforce. Tomorrow, our independent labor voice, Tommy Buffenbarger. Until then, all of you have a wonderful day.
This has been America's Workforce, heard right here on WERE-AM 1490, courtesy of the American Workers Radio Network. Tune in every Monday through Friday for another hour of Worker Power with Ed Flash Ferris. America's Workforce is produced by Labor Tools, powered by VMA Media Group.